This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia said the crew of its Black Sea Fleet flagship were evacuated Thursday, and measures were being taken to tow the stricken ship back to port after an explosion of ammunition on board that Ukraine said was caused by a missile strike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The governor of the Odessa region says Ukrainian forces struck the guided missile cruiser Moskva with two missiles and caused serious damage. Russia says as a result of a fire, the entire crew was evacuated. The cruiser typically has about 500 people on board. While confirming the ship was damaged, officials say it was not hit by Ukraine. Instead, ammunition on board had detonated as a result of a fire of as yet undetermined causes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The CIA said Thursday U.S. spy agencies began collecting disturbing and detailed intelligence last fall on a plan for a major new invasion of Ukraine by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has stewed in grievance, ambition, and insecurity. This was the first public speech for CIA Director William Burns since taking the CIA helm last year. Burns also said that U.S. intelligence has been vital to Ukraine's fight against Russian forces. The White House Wednesday reinforced U.S. President Joe Biden's surprise statement the day before that the Russian President Putin may be committing genocide in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov rejected Biden's description as unacceptable, while French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday that using the word genocide would amount to verbal escalation that would complicate his efforts to bring peace to the region. Russian officials Thursday accused Ukraine of sending helicopters to bomb a town in the southern Bryansk region about 10 kilometers from the border. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors asked for a permanent order of detention pending trial for the suspect in a shooting attack on a New York City subway car, saying he presents a flight risk and ongoing danger to the community. Frank Robert James is suspected of injuring 23 people by setting off smoke bombs and spraying the inside of a New York City subway car with gunfire. He was due to make an initial court appearance Thursday to face a federal charge of violently attacking a mass transit system. The 62-year-old was arrested Wednesday, capping a 30-hour manhunt for the lone suspect wanted in the attack. Latest reports put the global number of COVID-19 cases at 502 million, including 6.19 million deaths. The World Health Organization says that is the lowest number of COVID-19 deaths recorded since the early days of the pandemic, more than 2 years ago. However, the good news is tempered by reports of serious spikes in cases and increased hospitalizations in some countries. The WHO says a coordinated international response is needed to stop it from continuing to spread around the world. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warns this is no time for people to let down their guard. He notes the COVID-19 Emergency Committee unanimously agreed this week that the pandemic remains a public health emergency of international concern.
WHO scientists continue to work with thousands of experts around the world to track and monitor the SARS-CoV-2 virus. This virus has over time become more transmissible, and it remains deadly, especially for the unprotected and unvaccinated that don't have access to health care and antivirals.
Tedros says the best protection against COVID-19 is to get vaccinated and boosted when recommended. He also urges continued mask wearing, especially in crowded indoor spaces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. State Department said Thursday it will sharply cut back on do-not-travel advisories for international destinations after public health officials announced a change in how they will assess COVID-19 concerns. Out of about 215 countries and territories that it rates, the department currently lists nearly 120 at level 4 do-not-travel, including much of Europe, Japan, Israel, and Russia. Recapping our top story, the flagship of Russia's naval fleet in the Black Sea was badly damaged by an explosion, but there are conflicting reports from Ukraine and Russia on the exact nature of the incident. Russia said the crew were evacuated Thursday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.